no luck prior to coming back to Australia. So he's flying. I like the fact Gerald's kept him fresh. He's had a nice trial there behind Tom Melbourne. Tim Clark's asked him to do nothing. The only query for me is Rose Hill, good three, can play a bit leaderish, and he is likely to get back in the field, but I think he'll just be too good. I think he's a really nice four. He can progress on to group company. He's only likely raced for a six-year-old, and Gerald looks to have him down. So Washington Heights for me is 250. Happy to play up in that race, just for the simple fact I don't think there's much opposition. So race seven, number seven, Washington Heights, the best set of the day.
Righto, and Brad, you've got one in the club's New South Wales, race eight tomorrow.
Yeah, race eight, number 11, Maraquita, my best value on the program, Andrew. I just think she's really well placed here at $9. I know she's a bit of a get-back run-on sort of mare, but 1,200 was too short for her the other day at Warwick Farm, but she had the flashing light on, posting the third quickest last 200 of the day. And go back two back here at 1,350. She was beaten 2¾ behind Insensata and had absolutely no luck at all that day. So she just needs a little bit of luck on the turn, but I think the $9 is a great price. I'll be backing her, and I'll be having something on Hedy Height for $10 at the same race. But race 8, number 11, Maraquita, I think $9 is a terrific price, Andrew.
$9 there. Okay, so running through them for Simon Dinopoulos, race 4, number 9, Salita, race 6, number 3, Trekking, and race 7, number 7, Washington Heights. And for Brad Davidson, race 1, number 10, Another Sin, race 6, number 2, Minari, and race 8, number 11, Maraquita at $9. And these guys have become so big in their 10 minutes on a Friday that once we get to Friday, you know, the races start later, they're going to be pushing up. They've already sent emails, text, stop handing me you two. When the races start later, you'll be back at 10:30 for your 30 minutes. So that'll be coming up hopefully in the next few weeks once the races start, starting later on a Friday with the sunshine. Guys, you enjoy tomorrow.
Thanks, Andrew. And Simon, I'm sure to have a few other shirts from Thailand in the closet that I'll bring out in the next few weeks and see what you think of that.
Very good, Brad. Look forward to it. Thanks, Andrew. All the best, guys. Have a good weekend.
Good on you. Thanks, Simon. Thanks, Brad. Brad Davidson, Simon Dinopoulos, our Friday experts. That's it for our news hour of Racing HQ. Rose Hill tomorrow. It's a good three. They've put 2 millimetres of water on the track this morning. Penetrometer 4.54. There's no extra scratchings for those that are in the papers this morning. The dust back tomorrow. Hope he remembers the studio number. He'll be online tomorrow. Ron Duffersey from 7. Mike Fraser as well. We'll have it all for you on Racing HQ. After the break, our full preview for Tamworth.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Kristen Fard with your Sky Sports Radio News. Australian drug mule Cassie Sainsbury's plea deal for a shorter jail sentence was rejected yesterday. She'll now face a trial with the worst outcome 30 years behind bars. City drivers could be in for another new toll. It's been revealed the state government is considering a plan which might mean drivers have to pay when travelling to the airport via the New West Connects. A 6-year-old man will appear in court today after being charged with attempted murder in a domestic-related stabbing in Sydney's southwest yesterday. Emergency services were called to a home at Fairfield and found his 53-year-old wife suffering multiple stab wounds. She's in a serious but stable condition. Occupants of the Martin Place Tent City have begun packing up. After more than 6 months camped outside the Reserve Bank building, the homeless community started peacefully moving on this morning. To sport now, it's the battle of the coaches in tonight's NRL clash between the Broncos and the Sharks. Shane Flanagan and Wayne Bennett have fired shots at each other over rumours that Cronulla was trying to entice Jack Bird to backflip on his contract with Brisbane next year. And Gold Coast's Ash Taylor is a chance of recovering from a knee injury to play the Dragons on Saturday. The Wallabies will follow the Lions' strategy of beating the All Blacks, declaring they will challenge the Kiwis in every area of the game. The Lions held the All Blacks to an 1-1 draw in the 3-test series, and Australians Dane Haylett-Petty is confident the Wallabies can have a similar success in the Bledisloe Cup starting next Saturday. The future of Australian football now lies in the hands of FIFA after peace talks failed amid allegations FFA chairman Stephen Lowy had twice intervened to derail the consensus. Thorbjørn Olesen and Kevin Kisner are the clubhouse leaders at 4 under par at the PGA Championships. Jason Day is currently the best place Aussie at number one. This is your Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
The 40-week 40-hour sale is now on, up to 40% off big brand mattresses, furniture and more. Hurry, it's only on for 40 hours and must end Sunday only at 40 weeks. Now the 5, we could slow congested traffic. We're looking at King George's Road down towards the tunnel. Burwood, Parramatta Road, Shaftesbury, that only your accident has moved on. Westbound with Carrow, Lachlan Valley Way, Stony Hill Road. There's an accident impacting traffic both directions. Here's some fuel for thought. E10 not only reduces some harmful emissions, the ethanol is also sustainably sourced in Australia. Check your car is compatible. Search E10 fuel for thought. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Come and be part of Australia's biggest charity race day, featuring the TPG San Domenico Stakes, August 26th at Rosehill Gardens. The ASX Thomson's Reuters Charity Race Day features huge raffle prizes and exciting auctions, supporting over 33 charities. Plus, for $210 per person, you can enjoy a day of fun, entertainment and first-class hospitality in the Grand Pavilion. Be part of something special. Get a grip together now and book at www.theatc.com.au.
There's nothing better for a big breakfast than a gigantic bowl of sports, lads.
Bar on, TK.
And there's only one place to get it, the big sports breakfast. Get a server.
I am, TK, I am.
Chock-a-block with nutritious sports news, personalities and opinions, filling you up for the day ahead.
Every morning from 5.30.
That's right, Slats. Every morning from 5.30, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Pour the big sports breakfast into your ears. Go on. Eat sport for brekkie.
From Menangle to Wentworth Park, Sky Sports Radio has major harness and greyhound meetings covered.
Comes again, I really like this sport.
At last Saturday night's Menangle meeting, Amanda Rando was all over Condigan at double figure odds.
He ran with super last week, and I think he can take home the cash here tonight.
Listen Saturday morning from 10:30 for Amanda's Menangle fancies, and Tim Newbold will bring you the Wentworth Park form. Don't miss the pacing and chasing previews here on Sky Sports Radio.
Winter racing action heats up this weekend with big events in Sydney and Melbourne. And to help get your day off to a flying start, we've got plenty of extra value available across both meets, including an unforgettable trifecta offer. Plus, you can cheer on your bets by watching all races live on the TAB app and get expert tips and late mail on our racing blog. So place a bet you'll never forget on your TAB app, online at tab.com.au or at your local TAB today. TAB, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it's 12 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Racing today, of course, is at Tamworth. And Kay Jeffrey joining us there from Tamworth. Morning, Kay.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Terrific. What sort of a day have you got?
Oh, look, we've got a beautiful, sunny day up here, which is fantastic.
All right. Now, today, the track, how have you rated that?
Yeah, the track's been rated as a soft 7. We've got the rail out 2.5 metres from the 1400 and the cutaway applies at the 275 metre mark. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of heavy frost up here, so that's contributed to the track rating.
All right, so we've got the soft 7 there today, and weather-wise looks okay.
Weather-wise is going to be fine, and we're looking around about 19 to 20 degrees.
Oh,
it's
beautiful.
A beautiful day at the track.
All right, terrific. Well, good luck. Hope all goes well. Gary Harley's all set to tell us all the winners today, too, which is good.
He is. And keep an ear out. He does have some details on the Darren Jones event we have here as well on the 24th of August.
Yeah, looking forward to that. That's a chance for people to go along. Can people still get tickets for that, Kay, if they want
to
go along?
They certainly can. Yeah, tickets are available at the club. They just need to give us a call. We've got some amazing donations for auction items. And if you ask for something specific, particularly for the Mighty Mare Winx, we've got some fantastic auction items up for her as well.
Now, Kay, if people just simply say, hey, I can't get there, but I'd like to donate some money to help the family out, can they do that as well?
They certainly can. We've actually got an account where they can donate money directly to Sheridan and her lovely boys.
All right, terrific. So if anyone wants to help out, and it's a fantastic cause to help, just give the club a call and you'll be able to put them in the right direction.
Would love to help them out. Thanks so much, Sean.
Good on you. Thanks, Kay. Kay Jeffrey there at Tamworth. Also there today is Gary Harley. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. It's a nice day here in Tamworth for this time of the year. I mean, the temperature is going to be well above the average, and we're on a soft seven, I think, as Kay just told you.
Yep.
And I like the program. A couple of them are going to be sure. There won't be odds on. There'll be no odds on favourites, I don't think. But a couple of them, I think, are pretty good things on the program, mate. Yeah, that Darren Jones night, that is a beauty.
Yeah.
Just when I was in the office with Kay a minute ago, they got a call from Harvey Norman. They've donated on Byron Bay, a magnificent place up there. A couple of nights accommodation for two people to add to a list of 25 other things that I've got here. Farlap memorabilia, Hugh Bowman signed Winks items as well. It's just unbelievable. It's going to be a massive day.
Yeah, it will be. And as I said, people, whoever can, any way, shape or form, please support it because it's just fantastic. Now, the first hit of day, guys, we put out 9, 2 Well and Go, 2 and Well Go, number 11, Hope's Charity, and 13, Liberty Mac. 7, Tokelau, $1.90, 1 Bowie's Boy, $3.40, 2 The Debate is $6, 5 Peppermint Patty is $9.50, then 13 or better.
Well, just as I said, that we wouldn't have an odds on favourite. We got one. He was $2.25 when I had a look last night. But she looks a winner, number 7, Tokelau. She's a recent addition to the Chris Lee stable. Now, her story was that she was trained, I think, in Victoria. She ran third in a listed race, the Cinderella Stakes race in Morphettville, but she was beaten 5 lengths by Moshki. So it was a hot race compared to a Tamworth maiden. She ran fourth one day at Mooney Valley, beaten just under 3. And she ran third, beaten a length and a half at Mowie in October. Now, after that, she went to the Matthew Dunn stable at Mooloombah, and she ran 8th one day at Grafton, but pulled up with the thumps. And then she's moved on 3 months later to Chris Lee's. She did bleed in a race at Mowie back in October. She bled that day. But the reason I like her, I had a good look at her last trial at Gosford on August 2, and she went terrific in the trial. She led on the bit, Aaron Bullock rode her. A couple of horses, or one of them, joined her at the 600. She's shaken up a little bit in the straight, but under no pressure, she just won the trial and looked to have something in hand. Number 2, The Debater, thought it was a very good run at Scone the other day, beaten about a length and a quarter by Klavanik, who's won 2 on the trot, that held up at the 200-metre mark. Greg Ryan goes on today for Rod Northam, got a lovely barrier. 1 Bowie's Boy's very honest, run 2nd its last 2 here, has led in the straight both, or 2 starts back anyway, and was on the speed last start. And number 5, Peppermint Patty, blinkers first time. First run for Brett Kavanagh was with Peter Morgan. 2 average is the best I can give it. Runs in Victoria at Benalla and Ballarat. Goes in without a trial, hasn't raced since December. And the stable is flying. 7, 2, 1, and 5.
Righto, race 2, put out number 1, Jardine. 7, Subtle Winner, 270. 8, Whiskey Apple, 460. 10, Zarsa, 650. 9, Worship of Late at $8. 2, Cherokee, 850. 6, Chazanel is $9.50, then 10 or better.
I like another one at Cavs there. Number 7, Subtle Winner, has been building up to a win, this 7-year-old mare. She's only had 8 starts, so obviously there's been issues. She's had a 735-day break. Has had 2 runs recently at Scone, run 3rd beaten or 2 lengths by Sweatball on July 14, and then run 4th beaten 3 lengths by Lucky Starlet on July 24. Looks a lovely race for a barrier 2. Grant Buckley here riding today for Cav. I thought it was the one to beat. Number 8 is my 2nd pick in the race, Whiskey Apple. Was in Queensland with Chris Anderson. First run for Sally Torrens, a Gunnedah trainer. Rachel Murray will ride. Is only 2 to 3 lengths away from the winners in races on the Sunshine Coast, Grafton, Gold Coast, while up there. So in this field and looking at the form of the others, I'll have to put it in for 2nd. Number 9, that's my 3rd pick in the race, Worship the Blade, trained at Musselbrook by Andrew Robinson, in very good hands there. Hasn't raced for 5 weeks. Victorian, it's had 1 run in this area, didn't do a lot at Gunnedah, but one day at Geelong, when it was placed, it went good enough to be a hope in a race like this. And best of the others, Sean, is number 10, Barsis. It is another form of Victorian. Gee, we get a lot of them up here in this New England area. They buy them from Victoria, tried horses. It's had a couple of runs here. good run of play. 7, 8, 9, 10.
11 Eiffel Tower out of the third. 6 Nick and Run is $2.70. Now 8 Elusive Beauty $4.20. 2 Demon Eyes $6.50. 3 in Bengal $7.50. 7 Thompson River at 9. Number 4 Laplack at $9.50. 10 Moss Hart $12. 1 Charming Charlie $19. Number 9 Cadence $26. And 5 Mount Buller $51.
Looks a nice race for number 6 Nick and Run. Colt Prosser coming over from Warhope. And the North Coast jockey Belinda Hott at a ride. Now, Bell's been on it its last five starts. It ran second at Port Macquarie the other day, beating a length and a half at the end of July there. And the run was okay. The winner was too good, but the run was okay. It was beaten less than a length at Grafton at the Carnival by General Nelson. So barrier two, it's going to get a lovely run. I thought it was the one to beat. Number four is our second tip. La Pluck for Paul Perry has run a couple of placings. Run fifth at Scone the other day behind Lucky Starlet. Got beat about four lengths, very slowly away. Does get to the line okay. Number eight is my third pick, Elusive Beauty, a first starter for Melissa Dennett. Well on the market, Greg Ryan to ride. And number seven, Thompson River, is best of the others. 6, 4, 8, 7.
Okay, 4 Harrisburg and 12 Lake a Boot come out of the fourth. Now, 1 Big Ben, the clock, 270. 5 Parnassus, 480. Number 7, the Wheeled at $5. Then 10 or better for the rest of them.
He's absolutely flying, Big Ben, the clock. He's got a big weight today in a wide alley. A few things there that worry you a little, but he is flying. He won impressively at Scone over the 2200 last start. Two runs back, he bolted in here at Tamworth. It was only a moderate lot in the Class 1, but he beat him by nearly six lengths. He's won two out of three on this track. He's won three of his last five with two placings. Won two on soft tracks. He ticks every box, except he has got a big weight. Barrier 12, I'd imagine they'll go forward because that's what he normally does, but you'd want him to at least get one off the fence. But he has got G. Ryan on board, and we'll leave it in his hands. He's the best horse in the race. Number two, Packen. Didn't think he went too bad at Canterbury the other day. He ran fourth in a field of 12 in a 1900. And when he's at his top and in form, he can win a race like this. He's won up to 2300. He's run a couple of places on this track. Benny Looker will ride him. He's my second pick. Demesta. I don't know whether Demesta's won a race since it came from England or Ireland, from Europe. But this is his distance. And he has raced better fields than this. I'll give him a place chance here for Paul Perry. And number five, Parnassus, loves a wet track. Alan Denham's taken the blinkers off today. He's the next one. 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Righto, the fifth event. We scratch number 8, 5 Spices. Now 4 IMUR, 240, 1 Folkestone, 420. 6 Cherry Lady, 550. 2 Coles Tiger, 850. 3 Guilty as Sin is 10. 7 Tattinger, also 10. 9 Cathay Bell, 13. 5 Malagra De Vida is 26. And 10 Albemarle, 34.
He's my best bet of the day, IMUR. He's a smart horse. His story is he's a former Victorian. In Victoria, he had 6 starts without winning for 2 seconds. And second one day at Cranbourne, and second not beaten far at Mornington one day. And then he come to Cody Morgan. They've obviously bought him. He's owned by Cody's dad, Glenn and Cody, and Mr. Falker Meyer, a local man. And Cody trialled him at Tamworth in June, and he bolted in a trial. And then he put him down at Tamworth on June 24, and he won by 2.2 and could have won the 8. Looking at the film I was near, I think that was a Saturday meeting that day. And he absolutely annihilated him, led, and just bolted in. So then, 48 days later, he resumes the day. I think he's been in once or twice and been scratched. Now, he went to Scone and trialled on July 14 and beat Exitoso in the trial, who's a horse that goes okay in the city. Shared the lead in the trial, and he drew clear on the straight. Josh Adams rode him after the meeting there. No pressure on him. No pressure on Exitoso either, by the way, but he looked really good. He's got to overcome a tricky barrier, but I think he's too good for the... Jean Van Overmeer will claim 1.5. He's my best bet of the day. Number 6, the second pick, Cherry Lady. She's got ability, this mare, but there are problems, obviously. She's a five-year-old mare owned by Jewel Niverson. And if my memory serves me correct, I was at the Golden Slipper the day Inspired, owned by the Niversons, won the Slipper, ridden by Darren Beedman, the apprentice at the time. These are the same colours, the black with the yellow sash and sleeves and black cap. Now, Craig Martin's got her, trains all the Niverson horses in this area. He put her down at Crindai way back in June 2016, 430 days ago. She came out of the barrier last. She was two or three lengths away last, and then Rachel King let her go forward. Not by much. She was still second last, six off the lead, coming up the hill at Crindai. But in the straight, she got her to the outside, and she rocketed home. Now, it's a long break, 430 days, no trial. She's in a terrific stable. I'm tipping she's ready to run well, but I can't have her ahead of the horse at Cody Morgan's. Number one, Folkestone, going well, trained by Cody's brother, Luke. So the boys have got two in the race, and Gildy has seen the other one. 4, 6, 1, and 3.
Righty, here we go to the next and take out 4, Hassan Plaza from race 6. Now, 1, Clevan El Clevenick. Is $2.80, 2 Magic Over the Bay, $4.20, 3 Big Don, $5.50, 5 Bonnie Sar, $6, number 9 Dolphin Tail at $9.50, 6 Closely Related, $12, number 8 A Wild Enemies Pick, $13, 7 Unique Shadow is $15, number 10 Rambler Bay, $71, and 11 Yumungri is $126.
I've seen some good things beaten in my time, but this one ranks up there amongst the top. Number 2, Magic Over the Bay. If you get a chance, Sean, to see its last run at Warren, or I will be showing replay on Sky Thoroughbred Central on our preview at 11 o'clock. It run third out there behind a horse called Super Chase. Now, it went back from the start in a field of 14. He was 10 lengths off the lead at the 600, back about second last. And then he went up on the rail in the straight, and did he run into some backsides? Dead end, dead end, and he rocketed home when he saw one bit of daylight and got beat ahead. The run was super. He only got beat two lengths of the country championship qualifier at Dubbo back in February by the headline horse from way out in the bush there, Stony Rise.
Geez, it's gone home, hasn't it?
Hey?
Hasn't it gone home at Warren?
Did you see?
How's it about a look?
What was the run?
It just it was headbutting them most of the way up the straight.
You've got to put things in perspective. This is probably a lot better race. But good barrier, Greg Ryan will ride. I think he'd be very hard to beat Magic Over the Bay. Clevanic's flying the favourite. Chris Lee's Australian bloodstock. Two good wins lately. Dibbo went straight to the front and dictated here the other day, and it was too good. It'll be hard to beat again despite the tricky barrier. Number 5... Bonnie Sarr, good win here the other day, and at one easy, the Inverell horse, and number 3, Big Don, 2, 1, 5, and 3.
Oh, it was a run, all right. Now, 13, Vision of Track comes out of the 7th, 1 New Endeavour, $4.80, 3 Kill Prince, $4.80, 2 Testability at $6, 7 Silver Art, 7, number 4, I'm Tricky at $9.50, along with 9, The Garrett. Now, number 10, Roulette Bell, $10, also 11, Split the Atom at 10. We go to 6, Juju Man at 16, 12, Sugar Lane, 19, 5, Azal in the 26 and 8, he's a pious 41.
He loves a soft rate, loves a soft track, but top weight. I got him on top, New Endeavour. He ran 30 the other day. He is very, very unlucky, I thought. What happened there, mate, he was running midfield. He was on the inside on the home turn, and they got very tight late and in the last bit of the race, and he was a bit stiff. He may not have won, but I thought he was stiff. He only got beat 3/4 of the length, so probably he should have won. Iwatani won the race from Woolaroo, so it wasn't a bad race there that day. And today, back to a benchmark. Well, it's the same as the other day, a benchmark 55. And Ben Looker aboard, he'll be able to beat. Coming on to second in the race, the Garrett. Just hoping it's not a bit short for him. 1,400 here the other day. Hit the line really good after being a clear last early. Missed a kick to get beat a length and a quarter. He run third. One of Paul Perry's. He's my second pick. Number 2, Testability. Got a place chance. Likewise, 3, Cool Prince. 1, 9, 2, and 3.
All right. In the 8th event, we pull out Rena's Lad. Number 3. Now, 2, Mr. Pumblechook, 2.15. 4, Assurity, 3.20. 1, Annandale last $6, 5, Mind Freak at 12, then 6, Bob's Warrior at 12, also 7, Collins Street at 12, 8, Delagos is 19, and number 9, Being Bitten, 34.
Good race. He bolted in here the other day, Mr. Pummelchook. He's owned by Neil Wetterett, actually, and Cody Morgan's got him these days. I think ages back he was trained by Chris Waller. He's won 3 out of 10 with 2 seconds. The other day he went from 1,000 to 1,200 and he donkey-licked him. He gave the impression that 1,400 will be no problem at all. That was a Class 2 the other day. John Van Overmeer will claim 1.5. He weighs 59. Certainly looks hard to beat, and that was a soft track the other day. Assurity is an absolute wet track specialist. The heavier the better, so a heavy, a slow 7's okay, but it would have preferred a heavy 10. I saw it win a race at SCO one day in an absolute flood. The other day I got beat 7 lengths at Randwick on the highway, but down a hell of a lot in class here. It'll run a race on the soft track, Greg Grinder Ride, number 1 Annandale Lass. She had no luck at all at Cessna the other day. Forget that run altogether. She was very, very stiff out there. She won well here 3 starts back. Dean Jackson's got her at Cessna. And young Robbie Dolan, the Irish boy, Mark Newnham, he's coming today to ride it. He'll claim 3. She'll only have 58. She's a big player here. Colin Street, number 7, the other one. 2, 1, 4, and 7. Best bet of the day is the horse of Cody Morgan's, which is race 5, number 4, IMUR.
All right, and we will hear you at the late mail throughout today.
Yeah, mate, magnificent day. Can't believe the weather. And, yep, we'll have the late mail. Hopefully win it, Sean.
Good on you, Gary. Hear you later on.
See you, mate.
Gary Harley there at Tamworth, 10:30, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update news and sport now with Kristen Fahad.
Thanks, Cozzy. Making headlines in sport, the Bulldogs have a new CEO. Rugby League World Cup chief Andrew Hill will take over from Raylene Castle. The Sydney Roosters have received a boost heading into finals footy after the club secured the signature of Blake Ferguson for another year. Gold Coast halfback Ash Taylor is a chance to play against the Dragons on Saturday after a knee injury. Tonight's NRL matches will see Parramatta up against Newcastle at 6 o'clock and the Broncos play the Sharks at 7:50. Richmond superstar Dustin Martin has asked the club for a 7-year contract, which would see him bound to the Tigers until the end of 2024. The Swans will be without skipper Josh Kennedy and ruckman Sam Naismith again this week. Thorbjørn Olesen and Kevin Kisner are the clubhouse leaders at 4 under par at the PGA Championship. Jason Day is currently the best-placed Aussie at 1 under. The Australian basketball team smashed Hong Kong in their second Asian Cup game. And at the World Athletics Championships, Luke Matthews has won the third heat of the men's 1500 metres. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Here's Sweet 16 for Winx.
It's a Winx split.
She's a champion, Winx.
Winx is coming. Be at Royal Randwick Saturday, August 19 at Might and Power Race Day
to see Winx's highly anticipated return.
See the world's best turf horse live as she chases her 18th consecutive win. The day will see the whole family entertained as Royal Randwick hosts free kids activities including a Peppa Pig stage show, a jumping castle, face painting, a petting zoo and much more. For more information, visit the atc.com.au.
It's the New South Wales Racehorse Owners Association's flagship event.
Racing's Night of Champions 2017.
A night of glitz, glamour and fun.
And you're invited. Thursday, August 17 at the Royal Randwick Ballroom. Dinner, beverages and entertainment all included at $240 per person.
Be there when the winners are announced at the New South Wales Racing Industry's Night of Nights.
Book now at nswroa.com.au or call 92.